Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 84. My name is Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm back from eyes died. Chad.
I'm back from dying. My name is Doug.
Welcome to the show.
Yum, 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 yum.
On today's episode, we have console wars and some other things that we've played that we're going to talk about. We're welcoming Doug back to the show.
So,
top three robots.
In the spirit of being completely transparent, we have been recording for about an hour, and we may have lost that hour, but we're going to work on it and try and get it out to you guys. So we're just going to pick up where we left off, which is console wars.
All right, so I haven't played Destiny in a couple weeks, but word on the street is the Iron Banner is out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys tried playing it?
No.
Actually, I have not touched it.
You haven't touched it?
I play Destiny every day.
Fruity only?
Really?
Oh. I haven't touched it.
I've also not touched it.
I feel like
it.
I'm just going to get destroyed immediately when I enter it. It's guys just showing off their awesome fucking shit, and I'm still trying to get good shit.
That's the idea, right? That's what Bungie kind of said. This is what the Iron Banner is.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Level up all your shit.
Anyone can play it at level 1 or 30.
Yeah.
So they'll probably matchmake you with other levels that are your level. You know what I mean?
Is that how it works?
I would imagine they're trying to do that. So that way, yeah, you're the best level 26. So you're the worst level 26. I haven't tried it yet, but it's not everybody's going to be level 30 in there or level 29. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that, but like, wanting to play that, I imagine you are a 30. If you're super stoked for the Iron Banner, you're a 30.
You haven't played the game in two days
since you hit 30, and you just want to fucking kick everyone's ass.
If you're like a level 10 going up against 30s, you're fucked.
Yeah, but they'll never match you against 30. Unless they're really stuck.
Does it work like Rumble Pit? Is it just a Rumble Pit match?
No, it's the same Crouch matches. It's just like Control. But
so when you select Iron Banner, Crouch comes up, and you can pick Rumble, Control, whatever.
I'm not sure, but I watched a video of Control.
I think it's one type. I don't know what it is, but
Iron Banner video of Control.
Hmm.
Okay.
And all your ideas of how this thing is supposed to work are thrown out the window because it's a scam. There's a level 4 who posted a video online using the first gun that you get in the campaign as his gun. He's raping 26s and 30s. Raping him.
Oh.
He's a level 4. He gets like, I don't know, 10.0 KD at the end.
Hmm.
He's just destroying everybody. Like, you see 30s and 26s running at him, and he's destroying them.
Their level system, though, like, for their armor and stuff, even in the real Crouch, isn't totally fair. Like, they make everything the same level, but, like, if you have that ability on your gun where, like, the last bullet in your ammo clip does more damage, it still does more damage in the Crouch, and, like, your armor is still better. Like, your grenades are still better grenades.
Yeah, but if you have the first gun that you get, and you're, like, the guy said, I started a brand new character and played, like, however many story missions it takes for me to get into the Crucible. Now I'm here. This is my first match. Here we go. And he's raping.
But think about that. Like, they do, the character's HP is this. This guy's gun still does this much damage. In theory, that player could still do well in the Iron Banner. It's just, if you took that guy and gave him awesome gear, he would do that much better, wouldn't he?
No, because their armor is supposed to be such that you shouldn't be able to touch them.
Yeah, like, he should be one-shotted by all the 30s. Just bam, he's dead.
It doesn't actually work?
It doesn't work.
It does, I'm sure. But it doesn't work. There's probably still balancing going on.
The guy's a 4, and he's raping 30s.
Again,
But was he raping as if, like, he was on the offensive the whole time, and he barely was shot? Like how often was he
No, it was just like, in firefights? It was any game, constantly. He was constantly in firefights. There were, like, three guys coming in. It was the I don't want to describe the maps. I don't know what map it's called, but he was like standing at one point and just kind of hiding behind a wall, coming back out, and like, this is the way you play this map type of thing. He's playing it like anybody would play it. And he's just shooting. He goes down to red after he kills a guy, hides behind, shields recharge, kills another guy, hides behind, shields recharge.
Listen, you're fooling yourself if you think it's straight math and it's just like multiply this number by this number. There's still balancing going on. It's just less extreme.
That's not what they said it would be.
No, I think it is.
You see, the Iron Banner, it's number against number. That's all it is.
Yeah, but you're not gonna shoot a level 4 at level when you're level 30, and you're gonna like your shot is gonna be enough to kill him 10 times over.
That's what they said it would be.
That's what it is in
like a one hit
in strike missions and stuff like that. If you're underpowered, like
no, it's not though.
I swear to God,
the guy.
When we were going through the raid, and I was underpowered, it was one hit kill every time.
For you, yes, but
because I was
level 29, I can go into a patrol mission on level 11 and shoot a guy. It takes me 2 hits to kill level 11, and I should kill him 10 times over. Those level 11s can still kill you,
right?
It's not like, exponential.
Yeah, and like, if there's like 3 knights and some other shit, it's gonna hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it is, but I do remember them saying that's how Iron Banner would be.
Yeah.
They said it would be like that.
Like, your armor is this high, you have this, like, if this does this much damage, it has to bring down your armor that much.
Because otherwise, well, this is it. This is Bungie's greatest fucking pulling the wool. Like, your armor is your level and not really your armor in the game. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and that's what they've done. They've just made the grind a little more appetizing by pulling the wool and making your level rise.
Are you guys going to do good in Iron Banner? You can't enter this as being a level 4. This is for the fucking elite players who put in hundreds of hours. That's why it's a month after release that it's been released.
Dude, that level 4 who you watched in the video still must be incredibly talented.
He's not that good. I play better than this fucking guy.
I bet.
You're really good.
Then he's playing against noobs or something.
Yeah, but still, like, if I'm a level 4 going against 30s, like, this guy was showing, he's like, everybody I'm seeing right now, they're question marks. They don't even show up. Like, they're running at him as question marks.
Yeah, so it doesn't work like a true RPG in the sense that technically you should stand no chance against those people. But, yeah.
Like, in Control, yeah, everything's balanced. That's where the balancing takes place. In Iron Banner, it's based solely on the number of your
I feel like it's just XP closer to the actual level. It's not... You can never understand the math, like, unless they gave it to you.
In single player, if I walked into a level 30 or a level 28 strike, I wouldn't stand a chance. But in Crouch, you can.
Well, Crouch isn't leveled, but
it's supposed to be.
But that's Iron Banner. It's supposed to be,
yeah. Well,
I think there's leveling on both sides, single player and multiplayer.
There's no way. If I'm a 4 and I go into a 7, I don't stand a chance.
Yeah, no, but the other way around, if you're a 28 and you go into like a level 7, it'll hurt you more than if you, as a level 7, go into a level 7.
Yeah.
Sure. What else for Console Wars?
Game sucks. Ubisoft announced this week 2 huge upsets that Assassin's Creed Unity is going to be 900p, 30 frames per second on Xbox and PS4.
Are they...
So here's the battle again. We're going into the P's again and the frames.
Hey, did the order get canceled? How come I'm not hearing about that game anymore?
Because it sucks.
Oh, it's coming out, but it's bad, baby.
Why?
I played it, first of all. Let me just say that.
Doug's played it.
Yeah, I quoted it, you baby. On the episode. Did you hear me?
No, what'd you say?
Best-looking game he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah.
It is the best-looking game I've ever seen in my life.
That's all you had to say to us.
The gameplay
it sucks.
Isn't good. It's campaign at its worst. Get the captain behind the wall. The shooting mechanics were so confusing, man. Like, you do this weird thing where it's supposed to... You're shooting at guys with, like, a heavy machine gun from cover. And that doesn't really work well, just for reasons. Like, the cover isn't good and whatever. The game looks fucking amazing. Like, across the room, I see the game, and I'm like, what is that? That is the future. That is a next-gen graphic game. And we run over and we play it. But, yeah, like, the cover system is all bad. Anyway, then you get to this point where it's some kind of special, and you pull out a handgun, and it's supposed to be, like, bullet time, and it just worked so poorly. It did not perform like a PS2 game could have done it. Like, just that classic slow bullet time, and it just wasn't good. Like,
I'm almost more excited.
It's going to be worth playing just for how good it looks, but I'm telling you right now, like, there's no amount of changing they can do from this gameplay demo to it coming out early winter.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. TJ, they're going to have to rework the entire combat system.
Tweak in the final stages.
But, however, like, IGN put out that article not even a month ago saying their impressions were the same thing, having played it at the last game trade show. That was even later than that. So I'm not hopeful.
And like, those are previews.
Yeah.
Previews are always positive.
I didn't play any of the monster fighting parts, so maybe that's a lot more fun, although the shooting mechanic isn't good. And I'm not talking about, like, a matter of opinion in a game, like, I don't know.
Is it not good, like, Bio Shock is not good?
No, it's so much worse than that.
Yikes.
It's so much worse than that.
But BioShock is... But the shooting is...
What I'm saying is, like, at the worst, call that controversial, and this is just a flat line of bad. I'm telling you, none of us will agree that the combat is fun.
Okay.
You will love the way the game looks.
And you liked Uncharted combat.
And I liked Uncharted Combat.
Remember how good
I wouldn't say I liked Uncharted Combat,
when you were shooting backwards
Uncharted
at the werewolf that was charging you? That was fucking amazing.
Okay, what...
And that looked fun.
I can tell you exactly what that's going to be. It's going to be that slowed down bullet time where it goes into it, and it's like...
I don't remember this bullet time.
No, it's, but we saw it.
Bullet time
we
isn't the best way to describe it. Like, it just... Okay, in that thing, you have to use that gun. It won't let you switch to your machine gun or whatever gun you were just killing 30 guys at once with. And you have to
use this
shitty gun that reloads slow and just doesn't... You're just shooting and, like, there's no health bar. You're just... It's not like lining up a nice headshot. It's nothing.
Games sometimes do that, right? To, like, disable you, to make you more fearful.
Yeah.
Did you play such a small segment that maybe that's what was happening?
I played the game for 15 minutes, and it was over three parts. It was a part where you're storming a city, you get into a smaller part, you're taking out guys with a handgun, and then there was a good five-minute part where you had, like, a hostage, you had to walk around,
and the whole thing just controlled like shit.
Shield thing, yeah.
So basically,
and then there was, like, a weird detective part that was just confusing, and, like, you know how some games are fun, but they get a 7, and they're just, like... They anger you at the parts where you get stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. It was that to, exactly, like, a fucking red hot, like, what am I... You're
that's,
in a room
every
the size
second
of this.
Metal Gear I've ever played, by the way.
Trying to find a little piece of paper on
a
table.
The biggest problem about these type of games is that it's a demo.
Yeah.
Demos always suck. If you don't go through the tutorial in the beginning of, like, learning how to play this game and learning what this game is about, it sucks. Like, I've never had a good time playing a fucking demo.
This demo was trying to teach you how to use it. It was saying, do this to get through.
Were there also people standing behind you and you're going like, yeah, I know how to play games?
Yeah, there was. Actually, there wasn't a line for this game, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was playing Destiny.
Idiots.
Well,
what the hell was I talking about? How did we get to that?
I don't know.
So, yeah, Unity, 900p and 30 frames per second.
Oh, right. The reason I brought up the order was because they are pitching that the 900 frames is on purpose.
What? P?
Sorry, no. 30 frames is on purpose to make it
cinematic. Oh, yeah, to make it more cinematic. Okay, yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's their play.
Like, no, they said, like...
It's Assassin's Creed, though.
There was a hashtag afterwards that said, like, console parody or something like that.
Oh.
Like,
wait,
Ubisoft,
I might have heard
Ubisoft
about this.
Said that. It was
the,
like,
downgrade or something like that? The Unity downgrade?
Yeah, they downgraded the PS4 version to make it run the same as the Xbox One version.
Because of some weird contractual thing?
Political,
like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
That they're bullshitting.
That's what I thought, too. But there was a thing on IGN today about Phil Spencer said that there's, like, some clause in the Xbox contract. Like, if you were to release a game... on Xbox One, it can't be on any other consoles beforehand. It has to release at the same exact time and be like the same experience.
That's bullshit. Games do it all the time. There's a game at E3 that was talking about coming out on PS4 first.
On Xbox One?
No, on PS4.
PS4 first?
Yeah, but was it for Xbox One?
Yeah, it was cross-platform.
Well, wait, doesn't Destiny run better on PS4? That came out the same day on Xbox.
That's not what he's saying. He's saying...
It has to be either the same day, and it has to be like...
Tomb Raider run better on PS4.
Well, that's stupid. How can you do that? I don't believe that at all. They can't enforce that. They're not going to...
That's what he... Like, Phil Spencer said this. He's like, I want to make a first-class experience for the millions of people who have bought Xbox One. These people are, like, first-class gamers. They deserve, like, a first-class experience.
So, I don't know what he said. I'm sorry, saying, like, if you want to launch it on Xbox One, you can't launch a better version on PS4 the same day?
No, not
if
better.
You're going to launch
it, you can't like, launch if, it first.
Yeah,
you can't say exclusively first on PlayStation when it's 3 days earlier.
Oh. So, it can't come out earlier.
It's a power struggle.
On PlayStation.
Exactly.
If it's coming out on Xbox at all.
That's fucking... Well, whatever. I mean...
He can say that, and then when a title comes out that he wants, he's just going to say, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You're Bungie. This is Destiny. You know, if you really want to release on PlayStation first, if they're giving you $1 million...
Well, like, he knows. He knows, like, the shit that goes around. Like, people care about this 900p, 1080p shit.
Yeah.
Like, if they're purposely downgrading the game, like, if it runs better on the console that I have... Fucking make it better.
Yeah.
Make it better and let everyone else advertise it. Like,
you know what? No one gives a shit about Assassin's Creed. Like, the people who play that game are just fucking... I'm sorry to say it, but, like, it might be okay, but they're just fucking, like...
I'm just gonna keep
gamers.
It.
Just fucking, like, they buy it every year. It's not... It doesn't have... People who play that game aren't looking for, like, cutting edge...
You're looking for the exact same experience.
Yeah, you want to play Assassin's Creed again and again and again, and I'm sure they took that into consideration and were like, you know what? Who gives a shit? People are still going to buy this fucking game. It's not, you know, we didn't even work on it that hard. Because they
fucking did it.
I really
feel like you're wrong. I mean, you're right, but the people who made it, I'm not saying that.
All right.
No, saying, fuck I'm you, not. The rest of the world, who's probably agreeing with you. I understand what you're saying.
I feel like Ubisoft doesn't know how to make games. That's the problem.
No.
Whoa.
Watch Dogs, downgraded.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Division, downgraded.
I've never liked Ubisoft. I've called them shovelware before on this fucking show.
Yeah,
I've
apologized for disagreeing.
Shovelware is a good way to describe Ubisoft.
And they're going to have another Assassin's Creed next year. They've got two different Assassin's Creed games
coming
up this
sucked
year.
Fucking
the Division
huge ass.
Is falling apart.
Division looks like at least three times worse than it did. The
that game had hope, but like it's gone. It's fucking nothing. The only thing I ever cared about was the way the bullets shattered glass.
Yeah, you remember that?
Gone. And at this point, who gives a shit?
Gone. Erased from the newest demo.
Yeah, I'll stand by my fucking statement. Dan's so mad right now.
Good.
Fuck Dan. Dan can play Assassin's Creed all he wants. But it's not Dan's most anticipated game. Dan plays a lot of games, and he just plays Assassin's Creed. He's not going to give a shit what it runs at. He's just going to play it.
Dan didn't buy the last Assassins.
I don't know what
he bought. Probably not going to buy
this one. Joe's saying he likes it. If he likes it, good.
He bought Black Flag.
He bought Black Flag.
Yeah, he bought Black Flag. He bought Black Flag before he had his PS4.
He went for 1 minute. He played fucking Killzone more than he...
He's still going to buy the new one, too.
Killzone? So... A couple days afterwards, it came out that EA said that Dragon Age Inquisition, is going to be 900p on Xbox One and PS4. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this? It's going crazy. Uh-huh. And then BioWare came out, I think, today and said, like, hold on, that's a scam. No one ever said that.
Wow.
It's 1080p on PS4 and 900p on Xbox One. So, clarified by BioWare themselves. So, I don't know. It just kind of makes me wonder, like, the Call of Duty, the new Call of Duty, they have a console bundle for Xbox One. and it's just kind of like a, it's just a game on PS4. So obviously it's being marketed for Xbox One.
You think they're gonna?
Is it gonna be better? Or is it gonna be? Is it gonna drop? Like, they haven't announced like what it's gonna run at or anything, but.
You know why they haven't announced that? Because it's going to be the exact fucking same, or maybe even better on PS4, but it's just going to be the bundle. Just fucking people buying the bundle. The Call of Duty gamer wants a bundle.
They wants the Xbox bundle.
They want the Xbox bundle.
If there was a PlayStation bundle, they would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever got the bundle is going to sell more consoles.
Call of Duty guys love Xbox. Love it.
It's because they don't play any of their games. And they know that it exists on Xbox 360 now, so they think they have to get Xbox One.
And that's exactly what it is. Here. So bundling it is going to equal more sales for Microsoft.
If you regardless guys play of Call of Duty, runs. Just fucking buy Battlefield, man. Play
and
with me.
You know, we can say all we want about Call of Duty, but fucking Advanced Warfare looks sick.
And it does.
And fucking Battlefield Cops and Robbers looks like shit.
Battlefield 4 looks better than Cops and Robbers.
I'm not excited for either of those games.
Bad Company 2 looks better than Cops and Robbers.
I'm really excited to play Call of Duty a year from now, just for the campaign. I'll buy it half price.
I'll probably buy it right at the gate. It looks cool.
You know what I'd like to praise Destiny for all the problems I have with it?
I just don't want to race to the end against you guys. Yeah. I'd rather not listen to your stories about it. Wait
of what?
A year.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Race to what end? The story?
Just like what happened with Destiny.
No one cares about the story.
You guys all raced through it, and then I couldn't play with you. Like, I'd rather just play them by myself.
Yeah, that can only happen with Destiny. Right?
Yeah, that won't happen with the Call of Duty game.
My thing I was going to say, though, like, with those games like Battlefield and Call of Duty, like, you're just buying it for the multiplayer campaign. That's all it is.
Incorrect.
Listen to me.
Call of Duty is purely single player for me.
Exactly. What? I'm right there with you.
It's the only thing I care about.
Did you think that about the last two?
I did not play the last two.
I played the last one, and I didn't beat it, but I still enjoyed it.
It wasn't that good, though. Like, Ghost? Come on. They put so much more work into the multiplayer campaign.
Modern Warfare 1, 2.
Yeah, but it's still
actually, played Modern Warfare 1 and 2, I played the shit out of.
The last two games haven't been about that.
That's why I didn't play them.
Exactly. So,
that's like five games.
Listen to me. This is what my...
Modern Warfare 2.
My point is, what I really like about Destiny is, it's not just all about the Krush. The Krush just feels more like... something you do with your character. And I like that a lot because it seems like games are all about the fucking multiplayer and the Krush, and I like that the most about Destiny for all its flaws. I like that in the race it stands apart in that way.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, I see what you're saying, like, the single player, which is still multiplayer in Destiny, is 1,000 times more than it is in Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
But Call of Duty, I feel like they've not tried to drop off their single player.
Yeah, where Battlefield has just written it off, essentially.
Yeah, Battlefield's like, it's been Dist 2 for, I don't know how many versions.
Here's of
Battlefield.
Here's a coaster. Yeah. Play the fucking multiplayer.
Yeah, but Destiny brought to a new level altogether, where it's just like, you call it single player, but it's online.
Well, I'm not even saying the single player is amazing. I'm saying for whatever faults you have with it, at least the multiplayer in Destiny, the true Crucible... doesn't feel like the whole game. It just feels like something you do with your character. The game is built around things you're doing with your avatar. Mm-hmm. And the Crucible is just a small thing I do with my avatar compared to the whole game.
You know what, though?
I like that experience.
Call of Duty still stands alone, though. Like, every single mission is going to be scripted and plotted and full of set pieces and action set pieces.
No,
certain
man.
Parts where you get different guns, and then this is like the sniper mission. Like, that's what the Call of Duty... campaigns are made for, but Destiny doesn't have any of that.
Do you
Destiny
honestly think it's going to be that. It's going to be anything more than a shoot Kevin fucking... Spacey role and a bullshit experience?
I know.
No, anyone who buys that game is getting
this game
ripped
is going
off.
To be amazing.
I don't know, man. Dude, I stand
did
to be
you see
proven
all the
wrong.
New ideas they added to it though.
Yeah.
Just like
it looks
the,
incredible.
Like just the abilities of it, like seeing where guys are.
Yeah, you're talking
you know
about
what?
Battle mechanics. Changing. Forget battle mechanics. They've always had cool, like, scripted scenes, like Joe's talking about, like, rappelling off buildings or flying down the side of a mountain.
Yeah, but all of that shit included with, like, just
with
the
all
new
the,
powers,
yeah.
the new advanced powers that you get with, like, a futuristic
Let's face
war
it,
soldier.
Their last couple of games have not been strong, and they're getting strong-armed by Battlefield. And it's like, they really have to pull out all the stops for this one.
Yeah.
I feel like they are.
Yeah, you're a full fucking mech now. You just
I feel like you're treating us as if we're like
totally different,
like Call of Duty fanboys when we have rejected the previous entries.
I'm
in
not
the franchise.
Treating like that. I'm
we're,
just
and
saying,
we're just thinking like maybe this is a callback to form, right? Like the good old days with Modern Warfare 1 and 2 were fucking sick.
Oh,
and the ones before that, Call of Duty 3, 2.
Awesome. I guess I would love to be that. I just feel like my feelings have been hurt, and I'm like reluctant to trust it again. And yeah. I feel like everything I see about the game is mostly like just fucking flair. I hope it's cool, but it just seems like a lot of flair. They're just taking flair from everything. They're putting in mechs from Titanfall. They're getting a big actor. They're just trying to do everything in one game. And like, if it works, it will be awesome. I'm just reluctant to believe so.
Dude, you don't remember the E3 demo? The campaign demo? It's retarded awesome.
But is that going to translate into many hours of fun in the multiplayer? Or is it just going to make a good campaign?
I don't want the multiplayer.
Okay, that's fine.
All I want is
I would rather have the campaign. Is single player.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
the more I think about the multiplayer in Call of Duty, it's a better RPG than most of the RPGs out there.
They really do have a lot of shit.
Because like they have that pick 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can just choose 10 different upgrades that totally just create your character however you want it to play like. And it's... I don't know. It's fucking awesome. It just sounds awesome.
And it's got the level upgrades that Battlefield's got as well.
I'll keep an open mind. It's just not you've convinced me. I haven't watched probably as many videos as you guys have.
I would still prefer Battlefield over Call of Duty multiplayer.
I just wish there was a good Battlefield this year.
Right.
Like Kyle said he's getting
Battlefront
next year at Christmas. And that's all I'm going to play. I'm just going to play Battlefield 4 again with him. And I can't wait for that.
I thought when Destiny came out, you would not want to play Battlefield and would replace that with Destiny.
I did for a month.
Yeah, I thought you would have kept that, though.
But, like, I don't know.
Battlefield's your true fave. Well, that's all right.
I see the castles built in your imagination. You've won many battles, fought inside yourself.
Tell you guys one of my most anticipated games of this year, I'm not even kidding you, was the Pokemon card game for iPad, and it came out last week, but it was for a Retina iPad only, so I couldn't play it.
Oh, no.
And I was so excited because how it works now is you buy the cards in the store, and then you scan them and have the rare card on your iPad and just are instantly match-made with anyone online. You play the game on iOS like
Nintendo?
Hearthstone. It's not made by Nintendo, but it's licensed by Nintendo. Anyway, it's out on the App Store. It's been a big PC game for a while, but they've recently released it on iPad. You have to have a Retina iPad to play it.
They want you to buy the physical cards and spend $20 on them.
I'm happy to do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. The game is free. The game is free.
Yeah, so you spend $20 on one card.
Ugh. You don't spend $20 on one card. You spend $20 on 100 cards, and maybe you get awesome ones.
Or you go to the store, and you say, I want that shiny card.
Oh, I don't do that. I gamble the packs, baby.
Was it $9 a pack?
It's not $4 now.
It's cheaper?
It's cheaper.
It's Doug's coin, golden coin.
I spent a lot of dollars on Yu-Gi-Oh! And I regret them all.
What else you got for console wars?
I got a Shadow of Mordor review. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's it for the wars?
Into the games.
Game review.
All right. I bought Shadow of Mordor. I wanted to review it last week, but I got sick. I don't know what happened. It was weird.
Yeah, it was totally strange. Totally uncalled for.
So Shadow of Mordor, Lord of the Rings game. You're a ranger. Your family gets murdered. You get murdered. You are reborn as a wraith.
A shadow.
Nice. Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's really cool. It's a cool kind of story. Throws you right the fuck into the game. You have no idea what's going on. Like, it took me probably about 10 hours to understand what I'm doing in the game.
10 hours?
Yeah. Like, for the meantime...
I beat Tomb Raider in 8 hours.
Yeah.
10 hours.
It's like, there's something that was just drawing me back. I was like, okay, this game is kind of fun, and there's a really cool upgrade system, because it's basically, it's an open world, and what's driving this game is this thing they call the Nemesis system. So there's, like, like Uruks in Mordor that are like there's captains and they command like a small army, and if you die by like their sword, they are like their power increases and then their like their command chain gets higher or whatever. They control a lot more people and they're harder to kill. And the cool thing about it is they remember you. So it's like you shoot a guy in the leg or something like that, and then he escapes, or if you get overrun, you have to run away. The next time you get in contact with him, he's like, "Ah, coward, you ran away the last time." And it just remembers. It's cool how it remembers that. So each time you kill them, you get like an upgrade for whatever weapon you use to kill them. Nice. So you put these upgrades into your weapons, and it modifies the game to work in your advantage, so you get better and better. It's an RPG where...
Is there archery in this game?
There's archery. The archery is not the best.
Is there spells?
There are not spells.
Oh, no. So it's just like, can you get like flaming sword upgrades and stuff like that, but there's flaming no actual sword. Like, you can't shoot fireballs kind of thing?
No shooting fireballs. Okay. But like...
No shoot fireball.
Like, you really like start fucking people up in this game, like towards the end, and it's a lot of fun to master the combat system. Mm. A lot of people compare it to Batman because it's WB Games.
I've heard that, yeah.
I didn't really play the Batman game, so I don't know what it's like. But I guess, like, it does... I played Arkham Asylum. It does kind of feel similar to that. But it's cool. It's like, it's super gory. And when you get power-ups and you get these, like, kill chains and stuff like that...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you, like, chain... Yeah. Together and...
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to like nail them all down and get really good at it. And it's cool because you can interrogate anybody in the game. And you interrogate somebody and you get info to like develop weaknesses of your like the captains that you're trying to kill. So like the guys that command a bunch of people. It's a deep game. Yeah. And none of this shit's explained to you. You just have to you just figure it out as you play. That's why it took me 10 hours to kind of realize what the hell I was doing. But
I love that shit. I like when games kind of let you open it up yourself. Like, what did we talk? We talked about last week, Skate.
Yeah.
Where every single move is there for you, and you know how to, and like, you just have to learn how to do it. And like, in learning how, actually leveling up like feels awesome. Yeah. You know, because you actually had to take time. You didn't just unlock an ability. You had to learn it. So yeah. I kind of like when games do that.
It's cool, man. It's really cool. Like, it's cool trying to beat the captains. Like, you mark the captains, you learn their weaknesses. It's like, okay, I can't kill this guy with a sword. He's invulnerable to ranged targets, so you can't arrow him. Hmm. So it's like he can die in one kill or like one shot if you sneak up on him and kill him. So it's like you have to create distractions in this huge open world, bring all the Uruks away from him, and then like sneak up on him and then stab him once, and then it's a lot better than fighting through everybody in order to get to him.
How is it different from like the old Lord of the Rings game where it was essentially just big combat snippets of like the big battles going through like a button mash? Because it sounds like a cooler version, but I'm curious to like how does it differentiate from just a big smash?
Well, it's not like
Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, it's not like you play through a set level.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want right from the beginning kind of thing. And...
So it's really open world.
Yeah, it's just a giant open world. It's like, you're in Mordor, and you're just going around just beating the story, like Gollum's in it. I don't know if it's voiced by Andy Serkis, but it sounds really darn close.
Yeah.
Not bad. Andy Serkis, I hear it.
Let's see what else I got on it.
You guys think Andy Serkis is going to be motion capture for Star Wars? Or is he going to just be an actor in the movie?
He's got to be motion captured.
Yeah, he's the only person that you don't see like candid photographs of like on set or whatever, because he's probably all in green screen.
Didn't they want to go like full costume?
They said they wanted to do a healthy mix of both.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of practical effects, but I mean... I wonder, they don't have Weta doing the mocap, but did Weta do apes?
I think so. I'm assuming because Andy Serkis was in it, but I don't know.
I've always been more a fan of what is, like, to me, the Weta name, what I like about it is the props, the quality of the design.
Yeah.
It's not the motion capture that stands out to me. I imagine any studio could do just as good a job.
Yeah.
Shoot me if I'm wrong, but that sounds like...
Well, I mean, Lucasfilm is pretty sophisticated. They don't get a lot of chances to flex their muscle, but they've got a lot of talent there, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure they can figure it out. Right. Like, yeah. I'm not worried about, is their motion capture technology up to it? If I heard what it was doing their props, I would be a little more excited to see the props, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But the motion capture is relevant. I'm sure they'll do just as good a job as what it would.
Yeah.
What it would.
Thing is, like, if they're doing motion capture, it can't be, like, a Chewbacca or something like that, because it'd be tough to do fur in a digital world. Like, it's got to be...
It's got to be some little slimy...
Yeah.
wet thing, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if... Yeah, the voice, hey? The circus golem voice that he likes to recycle. I wonder how that's going to go out.
I don't think it'll be golem.
No, but his voice of the spiders in Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same golem voice.
They won't make that mistake.
Imagine... Nah, no.
He sounds like a good spider.
He makes a good spider.
Anyways. The characters. It's the guy who... I don't know what the hell the actor's name is, but he did Delson. He's the main character in...
I don't know who did Delson.
He does fucking everything. I forget what the guy's name is, like the actual actor. He does everybody. He did Troy Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Troy Baker. He did Joel in Last of Us.
Mm, nice. Okay. He was Booker in Bioshock.
He was.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
The guy does everything.
All right.
But, like, there's not really that much story in this. There's not really that many lines.
Hmm.
You're, like, your Wraith, like, partner kind of thing. Like, there's two people and they kind of, like, join together. The actual Wraith is an elf, and his backstory is really cool. It's from the lore of like the Lord of the Rings universe. It's awesome, but, like, you don't really hear much of it. You have to collect little pieces around the world, like little hidden pieces, and the story's kind of told to you through discovering these pieces and reading, and then just basically you're looking at a screen watching text scroll. It's not the best way to deliver a story, but
where does this fall in the timeline in the movies?
I still don't know. I'm pretty sure it's as Sauron's, like, gaining his power. I think it's
before the Lord of the Rings and after the Hobbit.
I think so. It might be right in between.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I like that it's in that universe and doesn't have to do any... It doesn't have any responsibilities to the movie. It's
just
in the world. That sounds really cool. That's
wasn't there some controversy? Like, it doesn't say Lord of the Rings or Hobbit anywhere in the title? Or, like, did they even discuss the ring or Hobbits or anything?
They do. Gollum's in it, and Gollum talks like...
I heard that was a deliberate choice. They wanted to do that. They wanted to stay away. They didn't want you to associate it with the movie.
I'm sure,
like, the actual story of the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I've
Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor is the game's name, right?
I heard something recently, like, video games are the perfect place for you to take something that needs to be controlled and almost limited, like Star Wars or Lord of the Rings. You know, like, it's like you can't just have superheroes or gods running around in these worlds, because then it would just break the story. But in a video game, you can just create whatever characters you want, let the fans play anywhere they want to play. And it seems like that's a perfect opportunity there. Like, what would it be like to just run through Mordor? Almost like, it seems like it's a stamp of the Batman model, like Arkham City, Mordor. You know, like, it's just, you're just in Mordor beating people up, and Batman games are just in Arkham beating people up, so.
You're chopping heads, though.
Yeah, but it'd be like, what would it be like to run around in Mordor and just fucking fuck legions up?
And, it's cool.
Yeah, just make up a character and let you run around with it. Don't connect it to the books, don't connect it to anything, just let the player be in that world and rape.
It's really cool when the characters remember you.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought that was really fun. Like you get, if you run away and they beat you, like, they'll tease you for running away kind of thing. And then you have, like, a revenge mission to go back and get them. And it's worth, like, more reward, but their ranks are higher now because they expect you to come back. So they're a lot harder to kill.
I heard if, like, the lowly one kills you, it automatically rises in ranks. And exactly. It's given a name and everything. Like, yeah. That's pretty cool.
And every character looks different. They're not, like, just a bunch of...
Yeah.
Like, the same, just, dull face, whatever. Something kills you, it's just, like, they put armor on it, and it's like, it's upgraded. Or whatever.
It's cool.
Recruited.
That is sick.
Let's see, what else I got? Oh, the worst thing about not being part of the Lord of the Rings universe, or, like, the movies, is the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
The soundtrack is awful compared to what Lord of the Rings, what, like, they could have put in there.
Oh, I would have just assumed they would have used the same soundtrack.
That's what I thought, but no.
No way. Or at least something. Wow, that's kind of disappointing.
It's annoying, actually.
That would be. It yeah, seems like
that would take me out of the very... world.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Lord of the Rings because of that.
Ouch.
So it's like they talk about the characters, and it's like they're more of like characters from the Silmarillion type.
Well,
saga.
That I mean, I'd be interested in playing that, but
it's cool. Like the characters are interesting.
I saw like an Onion article the other day. It was like Peter Jackson plans to make the Silmarillion movie. There will be one movie every year for the next 48 years. It was like watch it now and die with it.
Yeah, I like it.
Want to read it?
You got star rating?
I give it
a heavy set.
Out of 5.
Oh, yeah, out of 5.
No, 0.5.
I don't want to give it an 8, but...
Because that would be... Yeah.
A 4?
It's that'd not too, a 4. That'd be too low.
That would be at a 10.
Yeah.
That'd be an issue.
Shit.
An 8 out of 10 is not a 4 out of 5.
Just give it a 4. It makes it easy because it's out of 5.
No.
No, that's what I mean. Like
you
a 4
dare
is an 8.
Do that. No, it is
forget
not.
Forget it. It's not a 3.5. It's not a 4.5. It's a 4.
A 4 is a 9.
A 4.5 is a 9.
You don't need to know what a 4 is. A 4 is a 4 is
get
a 4.
Get your
is
math
a 4.
Out of here. That's not how it works.
This is how I feel about it, man.
What are you giving it?
I'll give it a 9. 4.5.
Fuck
I want you rating it on a 1-point scale, a 3-point scale, a 5-point scale, a 10-point scale, and then a 13-point
your
scale.
Your only flaw is go. The soundtrack?
The soundtrack, and it is a chore to get into.
You're giving
like,
it
you
a 9.
You have to be into it, but like it is really fun to play.
What did you give Destiny?
A grading scale we should apply to reviewing is every game starts as a 10, and you subtract a 0.5
a 9,
for
man.
Every problem with it.
Screw your 10.
That's one way to
so
do
if
it.
The soundtrack is bad and the hard to get into is bad, you have to give it a 9.
But what if the goods are really good?
I give it a 9. I gave Destiny a 9. This game gets a 9.
Okay.
9 out of 5, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from
4.5 or
that's
9.
That's a solid buy it.
4.
That's a solid buy it.
Yeah, it is a buy it.
I was saying to TJ, you didn't hear this, but on the way over here, I was talking to Joe and Chad, and I do want to get it. I'm super excited. I'm going to wait till the Hobbit movie comes out, and my hype for that universe is at its maximum.
Right.
I would encourage most people to do that.
I just haven't, like, I haven't had...
Dude,
a really solid play session.
Yeah.
I've wanted to sit down and just play for fucking 5 hours like I did with Destiny, but I got it as I started work.
Yeah.
And I got these dogs I leave at home all day, and I got to take care of them when I get home.
I feel like Battle of the Five Armies is going to be a sad event.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be sad because it's the end of everything.
My hopes are it's going to elevate those other two movies so much higher. The three together
the second one
is going to be the ultimate experience.
No, the first one is so bad.
It is bad, I know.
What the
Smaug is so good.
I like it, but it's bad.
It's so bad.
Two is so awesome. I'm going to rewatch that puppy
soon.
Yeah,
that's like one of the first sequels to ever be better than the original.
Empire Strikes Back.
I said one of
Spider-Man 2.
Ghostbusters 2.
What?
Back to the Future 2.
Spider-Man 2
don't say that about Ghostbusters. Are you crazy?
I digress.
Right, I wanted that trap so bad. The
I got it!
Toy. Oh,
I
you
had
fucking
it!
Asshole.
That's one of the coolest props ever.
Yeah. That thing is fucking sweet.
I
didn't
find
you
it.
Have that
I'm sure
we
still
at
have
the,
it.
At the comic book convention, they have a Ghostbusters Society of Ontario.
Of
people
Ontario.
Who build
Ontario
their
chapter.
Own backpacks
oh
and traps
God.
Out of, like, real electronics. And they light up, and it looked cool.
That's awesome.
It was pretty sweet. You gotta appreciate that fandom.
Okay, my 3-2-1, number 3, Legion. Number 2, Wally.
That's a good one. I thought about him.
Number 1, the robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Nice.
The big guy?
Yeah, the sad one.
My number 3, T-100. My number 2, David from Prometheus.
Ooh,
nice. I thought about both of these. These are good ones.
And my number 1 is GLaDOS.
Ouch.
GLaDOS? I'm
so jealous of your list.
Interesting.
The hell did I put?
Even like Wheatley, I don't have him on my list.
I put T-103, Harbinger, and Legion.
Legion's Legion number is one. Sick.
Those are very specific to certain.
Although technically, Legion isn't one robot.
I don't know Mass Effect, so.
Well,
isn't Legion every robot?
He's Legion, though. He's every Geth, but he's Legion because...
He's one that controls all of them. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I don't think he controls all of them.
Oh, shit.
Don't they all share one mind?
They're one...
They're one consciousness.
Yeah.
TJ, name your list, and then I'll give you my runner-ups.
I got Siegfried from Gateway, the book.
He's
a robotic psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Wheatley from Portal.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And the Cylon, any Cylon. Cylons are cool. Specifically the human ones.
Yeah.
A practical effect to make robots out of humans, but they're amazing in that show. The reboot.
It is a really cool aspect of, anyone could be a Cylon.
They did, yeah.
Terminator did it first?
No, it's not true. 1978 was the original Battlestar.
But were there Cylon humans in the original Battlestar?
Yeah, there were.
I also had HAL 9000, IG-88, and General Grievous.
I thought about IG-88. He was pretty cool.
I thought about HAL, too.
HAL's he just classic. Didn't get enough screen time.
He had no screen time.
He had no screen time. He had no line or anything.
There's a lot of cool stuff in the EU about...
wasn't IG-88... Didn't they flash show him in Empire when they're talking about hiring the bounty hunters?
Yeah, he's one of the bounty hunters.
It shows him in
that's
the background.
Where he got his identity, yeah.
Right.
Remember how terrifying?
They're coming out with a Black Series toy of him.
I'd buy it.
That's sick.
It is pretty sick.
I'd buy it.
It's coming out in the next wave.
What was the tune he made?
No, that's the Imperial Probe Droids.
Yeah.
No, that's angry.
You've got
it.
That's the Probe Droid, right?
Those are the Probe Droids.
No, that's not the Probe Droid.
You're saying what he is.
Nope.
It was...
That sounds more like IG-88.
YouTube. I gotta hear it.
It starts off, those things
wait
are going...
Wait 5 minutes, we'll do it.
Those are the probe droids. I swear to God, that is the exact tone and notes.
No, the probe droids are... I don't know.
That's a probe droid? Are you fucking kidding me?
What I'm saying... I'm talking Shadows of the Empire.
No, they're always... They're the same.
Ranaka Friendly is a pro.
Do you have Shadows of the Empire N64 box?
I don't have to. I'm on airplane mode.
Okay. Let's end this shit right now so I can get my $10.
Thanks for listening. Please comment on the show threads at allrangemode.com. My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
Chad, baby.
I'm Doug. Yep.
All Range Mode out. Cocky. Oh,
Donush in Vigo.
So yeah, the slime sewer.
So much better.
So much better.
You're both crazy.
The okay, the ultimate one. Sewer? The ultimate one is Back to the Future 2. Back to the Future 2 is so much fucking better than Back to the Future 1.
I don't know.
They actually go back to the future. They don't do that in the first one. It was funny. The other day, I was actually watching it on the bus on my ride to Windsor, and Sarah was like, "Do they actually go back to the future in this one?" And I was like, "Yeah." They don't in the first one, though, so you're not wrong. They just go to the past. The second one has
they
complex
go back
timeline.
To the future? Yeah, that's what the first movie's about. The
no, they don't go back to the future. They go back to the present.
No, no, no. Marty's from the future, and he needs to go back there.
It's not back if it's...
It's not back not if, where they come if from. It's the... The future
he
isn't
is
the present.
He is from the future, and
what
he has to go back to
about?
The future.
It's all matter.
Back to the Future 1 has no future in it.
They go back
Marty
to the past.
Marty is from the future.
They go to the past, and then he goes back to the future.
It's back to the present.
No, it's
back
not.
To the present.
Unless
no
you're in the past, then it's in the future.
Okay, but
you're living
your...
in the past for the majority of the movie, man.
No,
and the,
look
the
at
goal
this.
Is to go back to the future.
The timeline is this.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
It's a line.